IQ versus EQ. Both are important. IQ, or intelligence quotient, is a score derived from one of several standardized tests, e.g. Binet test, Wechsler, designed to assess an individual's intelligence. IQ is obtained by dividing a person's mental age score by their chronological age, expressed in terms of years and months. The fraction is multiplied by 100 to obtain the IQ score. So a child with a mental age of 16 and a chronological age of 10 has an IQ of 160. Today, IQ test scores are calculated by comparing the test taker's score to the scores of people in the same age group. There are many kinds of IQ tests with a wide variety of items. Some test items are visual, others are verbal. They can be based on abstract reasoning problems or concentrate on arithmetic, vocabulary, or general knowledge. An IQ between 90 and 110 is average. Over 120, it is superior. Roughly 68% of the population has an IQ between 85 and 115. The average ranges between 70 and 130 and represents about 95% of the population. According to the Guinness Book of Records, the highest IQ ever scored was 228 by Marilyn Vos Savant, who scored it when she was 10 years old. IQ scores are used for educational placement, assessment of intellectual disability, and evaluating job applicants. Emotional intelligence, or emotional quotient, EQ, is an individual's ability to identify, evaluate, control, and express emotions. People with high EQ usually make great leaders and team players because of their ability to understand, empathize, and connect with the people around them. EQ is the level of your ability to understand other people, what motivates them, and how to work and cooperate with them. How well do you do in your life and career is determined by both IQ and EQ. Earlier, IQ was viewed as the primary determinant of success. People with high IQs were assumed to be destined for a life of accomplishment and achievement. People with high IQ typically do well in school and often earn more money. But IQ alone is not enough. EQ also matters.